I'd love to be hostess. It's a big event.
So when's the big event?
Big event in that room, 15 minutes.
It's gonna be a big event.
Biggest event ever.
The biggest event of your life.
We gotta stage some big dramatic event.
And now for our biggest star, it's
time for the big reveal.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing.
Incredible show for you today. Today's show has the potential to be the finest I've ever done. I say that with no fear of contradiction. We have so much stuff for you. Shut up. We have so much stuff for you today. It's unbelievable, including Clint Black concert tickets. You're going to have a chance to win a pair of Clint Black concert tickets. He is coming to the Capitol Theater April 23rd. Tickets go on sale on Friday, but you can actually buy or win these tickets. Well, I'm doing a great job with this promo already, right? It's not even the first break yet, and I'm already screwing up everything. I actually have this written here. Why don't I just read this, make it sound as if I'm ad-libbing, and let's see if this works. Clint Black will be coming to the Capitol Theater Thursday, April 23, 2026. Tickets go on sale this Friday at the West Banco box office or online at etix.com. But I have pairs of tickets I'm going to be giving away on my show today and tomorrow for Clint Black coming to the Capitol Theater April 23. Big Willie, 105.5. Why are we doing this? Why? Because we love you. That's why. Not because we have any sort of deal with the promoter or the venue. No. It's because it's from the heart. Here's the magic phone number you're going to need. 740-325-1490. That's Dimitri's radio studio line. 740-325-1490. In not too long, this morning, you're going to have a chance to win a pair of Clint Black concert tickets right here. Big Willie 105.5. You're also hearing this show on the River Talk Radio Network, which now includes yet another new radio station signal. The show is so big, we just need more radio station signals to carry it because it's just so big. 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. You can also see the show on our Facebook live stream. Hi, how you doing? There's really not much to see. You see your ECM, Energy Services slide, our Big Willie 105.5, Brooke. You see my state-of-the-art microphone, my state-of-the-art mic flag, and, of course, the little ducky from Nail City Jeep Club. Lovely, lovely people. Jennifer's the best. Dave's not bad either. Anyway, so we have all of that. And, you know, essentially you're going to see some idiot talking into a microphone. That's pretty much it for the video because we don't have any studio guests today. But great prizes for you. Pairs of tickets for the Clint Black concert. Don't forget Dimitri Graffiti. I got to let you know about something yesterday. I screwed up. I know you're surprised as I am, but I did. I lost track of time. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, Dimitri, how on earth could you lose track of time? You're on for only 2 damn hours a day, 3 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern time. How do you lose track of time when you're on? Well, it's because I've got to do 35 different – hold on a second. We're getting phone calls already. Big Willie 105.5, hello? Hello? I guess we're not getting phone calls. By the way, if you call the show – and I answer, don't hang up, because then we can't have a phone call. So if you were calling me, well, apparently some people were calling me, and now they're gone. I don't know what's going on here. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yes, I lost track of time. I tend to get distracted by different things. Ooh, a squirrel. So yesterday, I was going on and on about God. About the diocese, the Wheeling-Charleston Diocese. That's right. And I was going to go do a deep dive into Bishop Brennan, who apparently politically is this far-out leftist from Massachusetts his statement regarding the religious exemptions for vaccines in West Virginia, which he opposes, the bishop opposes religious exemption, and for good measure, he also says, in essence, don't worry about any kind of connection to abortion. That was like a long time ago. It's a distant connection. No big deal. We have to deal with the greater good. Anyway, I lost my mind. So I was going on and on about that. Forgot that we go to Dimitri Graffiti at 8:50-ish, and I caught myself, and it was too late, and I didn't set up Dimitri Graffiti. I hate to admit this, but it's all my fault. We didn't get any calls on Dimitri Graffiti yesterday. Typically, we get a fair amount. Some of them are pretty good. Most of them are terrible. But at least we get the calls. And people say and do whatever they want to say or do. Do not interact with the host and hang up. But yesterday, I lost track of time. I'm focusing on one thing. I should be focusing on letting you know how Dimitri Graffiti is going to be playing out and coming up and all that kind of stuff. And it was just a train wreck. It was just a train wreck. Now, why am I telling you this? Because I'm such a consummate professional that you probably didn't recognize that it was a train wreck. But I did, because my standards are really way, way. They're so high, they're actually off the screen here for the Facebook live stream. So I'm going to try to do better today. Not try to do better. Damn it, Dimitri, you will do better today. There you go. I need to give myself some tough love. I guess that was it. All right, fine. So a lot of stuff to get to today, including things I didn't get to yesterday. Looks like we shamed Channel 7 WTRF to finally cover the story of this brutal murder in Charlotte. This poor woman, Arena, who was just killed. Well, she was killed. It was horrible. And you have this piece of dirt who has been released 14 different times by the court system who did this. And it was just, and the media is essentially just covering it all up, not even mentioning it, because it doesn't fit the narrative. It's not George Floyd, and let's take a knee, you know, for, you know, racism or whatever the hell the thing is. But Channel 7, we shamed them in actually covering this story yesterday, so that was great. 9 this morning, I'm watching 9 to see what the big story is, thinking, well, maybe they'll cover the terrible murder as well of this poor woman by this monster. Nope. Their big story, national story, was Donald Trump may have done a doodle of a woman's form a couple decades ago and maybe sent it to Jeffrey Epstein. By the way, Donald Trump saying, no, I don't doodle, I didn't do this. But that was the big story on 9, big national story. But at least 7, we shamed it, because yesterday I was going on and on. Local media not covering this. I don't think the newspapers still haven't covered this. But at least we shamed 7 into covering it, so that's a good thing. All right, so we have that. The really interesting story coming out of the village of Shadyside, Gage Voda wrote it. It's about, once again, there's some weird, weird stuff going on there. The village of Shadyside Council, the headline is that Shadyside Council clashes with residents over transparency again. They're going into executive session to talk about who knows what. My guess is, if I can read between the lines, which I tend to do, plus what my sources are telling me in the village of Shadyside, the real issue here is this hot blonde that for some reason they have hired to be the village administrator, even though she's a real estate agent who works in West Virginia. And it seems, and I want to stress seems, because I don't have smoking gun evidence to back this up, but based on my analysis of the stories also and talking with my sources in the village, it seems as if this Erica Tamborin, who is a very hot blonde, has the men on the village council just wrapped around her little finger. And they're paying her God knows how many tens of thousands of dollars a year to be the, quote, administrator. Even though my sources tell me she does not have a time card, she doesn't punch in, they have no idea when she's working or if she's working there, and she's advertising and working as a real estate agent in West Virginia. Something is going on, and she seems to be at the epicenter of all of this in Shadyside, so we're going to do a deep dive there. That'll be part of the Belmont Buzz. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. 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 What? Should you want to know? Well, we're going to get to the bottom of all this. Also, Mr. Big Willie himself, who is going to be calling us from the luxurious state-of-the-art cab of his Freightliner Cascadia 125, DOT-US 3538358. He and Steve, according to Mr. Willie, Mr. Big Willie himself, our beloved OTR truck driver from the Valley. He had words with Steve Novotny either yesterday or, what's it was today, Tuesday, so I guess, I think yesterday. Maybe over the weekend. But they had words. I don't know what the words were, but they had words. So Big Willie himself is going to come on this morning and give us his side of whatever might be going on between him and Steve Novotny. And maybe there's nothing going on. But Big Willie certainly did not pull any punches after in talking with me after the interview that I did with Steve Novotny. Now, maybe that was fair. Maybe it wasn't. I don't know. I'm a disinterested bystander here regarding this. But we're going to get Mr. Big Willie's side of the incident with Steve Novotny, and we'll see if we can get to the bottom of all of this. So that's coming up today as well. Again, Dimitri Graffiti today, great opportunity to say and do whatever it is you want to say and do, but do not interact with the host. And, of course, follow the rules of engagement, which I will state from time to time over the course of the show today, if I remember. And I might not because I'm an idiot. I was going to say something profound, and now I forgot what it was. Well, we do have these tickets that we're going to be giving away starting today. Now, if you are the big winner of the tickets, I will need not only your name, but also your phone number and your email address. I've got to get that off air. So if you're the big winner today, you got to stay on the line. We'll talk with you off air, get all that information, send it to the Capitol Theater or West Bank Arena, wherever the main thing. I will send it to our sales manager. Actually, that's what I do. I will send it to my sales manager, and then he'll do the rest. And they'll get in touch with you. But you have a chance to win Clint Black concert tickets. They go on sale Friday, but I have tickets, pairs of tickets, that I'm going to be giving away today and tomorrow, all because, again, Big Willie 105.5, because we love you. Also on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. So lots and lots and lots of stuff. Also, I mentioned yesterday about this Alex Taylor. And Alex, is that her name? I think it's her name. Anyway, so this new person on 7 is actually quite good. She's actually quite, in fact, let me just check to see if I know her name. Hold on. I did a search here. What the hell is her? Yeah, Alex Taylor. I got that right. I spoke with, I spoke about her yesterday on my show. Apparently she commented during the video, the Facebook live stream, that she had always been in the Valley or something. That I don't remember off the top of my head. Anyway, long story short, I offered her the opportunity. I sent her an email, offered her the opportunity to come on and talk here in the studio on the show about, you know, stuff, everything, you know, to be fair to her, because I did talk about her. She has not responded to my email. At least the last time I checked, she has not responded. So it's been, you know, from yesterday, still nothing. So I don't know what's going on with Taylor with that. So, all right, so we've got that. Lots more information regarding the legal system in Charlotte, North Carolina, that allowed this monster to walk free 14 different times. This guy had been arrested 14 different times. They let him walk. And they've got this judge there who's actually a magistrate who has not even passed the Bar Association test there, according to my story, my reports. Maybe you don't have to because you're a magistrate in North Carolina. I don't know what the rules are. Don't pretend to know what the rules are. But it does certainly appear that she's another one of those DEI woke idiots. And we find out now that there's an awful lot of dark money going into Charlotte, North Carolina, as well as many other parts of the country, to help convince judges to be very, very lenient with certain suspects, all in the name of social justice. And there's this one major organization, not George Soros this time, and the Open Society, I think is what it's called, but another one that recently piped in more than $3 million just to make sure that the criminal justice system in Charlotte was concerned about social justice. And we think that that's a big part of it right there. So we'll get to all of that and so much more this morning. Oh, my goodness. Clint Black tickets coming up next.